Have you ever heard of a satirical comedy political act called the emergency?
Once upon a time in Namaland, there lived a handsome but dim prince called Ender.
Hello!
Ender loved playing with his dogs, Leo and Lucinda.
Down, Leo! Down, boy! Down. Let go of my trouser leg! Fetch, Lucinda, fetch! Roll over, girl! Come on! No!
It's a beautiful day in Dublin city centre. I'm talking to Morgan Jones. Morgan, how are you?
Not too bad, Peter. Very nice to be here on this sunny day.
The reason for our meet on this occasion is slightly different, but not entirely unattached.
No, indeed. We're talking about the triumphal return of the emergency to the airwaves. We were previously a half-hour weekly show on News Talk for 16 weeks, about a year and a half ago. And we've been very much a web-only presentation, web and live, obviously live appearances. And now we're back on the radio every day on 4FM.
Ender loved going for long rambles with Leo and Lucinda. Together, they rambled on and on and on until everyone around them got lost.
And I will take this honour to represent my locality, my county, my country's locality and its county.
This isn't our first time to talk. This is our second time talking, our first time by audio only.
Yes, it is, yeah. No, it's our third time, because you very kindly covered the You're Fired protest on audio. And that worked. I threatened that government, and where are they now? Where are they now?
One day, Ender's fairy godmother, Noonie, told him...
Oh, Ender, it's time you settle down with a nice new partner. And started your own little government before the... IMF man calls for the rent on this bouncy castle.
Oh, you're right, fairy Noonie. But Daddy Hogan said I should play the field before I get hitched.
Oh, don't mind Daddy Hogan. Sure, he's anxious to sell off the family silver. To pay off some gambling debts. And he's afraid that your new bride won't let him, huh?
You say web to radio and you might say a sabbatical of only online in between. But one of the greatest performances I've ever seen online and in reality was the gig at Electric Picnic.
Yeah, the Electric Picnic was around the time we were on News Talk, and that would have been one of our first outings as a... I think it was actually our third outing as a live lineup, live presentation. That was terrific. But that was a great combination there of, us, obviously, because we're wonderful, and a really nice location. The Electric Picnic was great. And I think somebody put a lot of mushrooms in the water that day.
Who makes up the team, Morgan?
The what?
Who makes up the team, the emergency team?
Well, it's myself, my esteemed colleague Dermot Carmody, Joe Taylor, of course, who people would know from prior to the emergency, the tribunals. He was the voice of all of the crooks for RTE.
Joe was also a figure on the great and late Father Ted.
Yes, yeah, he was one of the priests. I think he's the one that gets to touch a lingerie dummy. But that wasn't actually in the script. That was just Joe brought his lingerie dummy with him, and he was nervous when they were filming. Yeah. And you probably saw him in studio today. He's always stroking that lingerie dummy. Karen Ardiff is another member of the team. Karen, who's just had a little baby.
Congratulations, Karen.
Hi. Bloody maternity leave. That's me doing all the women's voices now. And Owen Byrne and Nick McGivney, who came to the team from not so much performance side, but as writers, long experience as very sharp copywriters and producers for years in this country. And now actually very quickly they became part of the performance team. So we're kind of it's a bit like the Brady Bunch on really, really bad masculine.
New bride! Oh, who is it, Fairy Noonie? Is she a comely maiden?
Oh, no, and the PDs are gone.
Well, is she a shy and modest girl?
Oh, no, the greens are gone too, Ender.
Well, who is this wonderful wench that I will wed?
This series of work we're recording in Waveform Studios on Merrion Row, which is great because we, out the back window, you saw yourself at the back window of the studio, we can see the Taoiseach's private office, and if you crane out the window and look left, you've got the Department of Finance. So we really are right in the thick of things.
quite rhetoric in a sense.
Yeah, it's terrific. And like when the first day in studio, I put up a picture on Twitter of the view from the studio showing the Taoiseach's office, and you know, caption still goes today. This is the view from our studio. I hope the neighbours aren't too stupid.
So how long will people have the pleasure and honour of listening to you on 4FM for?
We are 3 weeks into an 8-week broadcast agreement with them. Our sponsors are 11890. Are you thirsty? Do you need a drink after a meal? Call 11890. Wrong product. Anyway, 11890... have very wisely, I think, taken to our cause for 8 weeks, and 4FM are our broadcast partners, our main broadcast partners at the moment. Although we are looking, there's a bit of a gap up in the northwest where 4FM don't have any coverage, so we're talking to a couple of radio stations out that way. So, bringing our own brand of political anarchy to the northwest.
Rory, Alan, Brendan, bring in the blushing bride.
Hello, big boy.
Noonie, come here.
Yes, Enda.
Noonie, is that not your one from the crying game?
That was the emergency, brought to you in association with 11890 Directory Inquiries on Timeless Hits 4FM.
You have a different setup on this occasion, Morgan, to the News Talk way of doing things. What's what, when, how, where can people listen?
We are every morning and afternoon on 4FM. If you check out 4FM.ie, you'll get your local frequencies, because they're a multi-city franchise. Although you can also listen live on air, live on the internet. But we go out in the Dave Harvey Show in the mornings between 9 and 11, and then again on the Home Run with Brian McCall after 4, between
Good
4 and
Brian.
6. Good old Brian, my old mucker. I was in college with Brian.
Wow.
Yeah, he remembers me when I had hair.
Yeah, we're heading into reeling in the years here, Brian, if you're tuned into this one.
But
Brian now has my hair.
Yeah, he sold mine. But the sketches go out. You'll hear Monday morning sketches repeated Monday afternoon, basically. And then you've got the listen back service on 4FM, and all the sketches are also on theemergency.ie and on the Emergency's podcast feed on iTunes. So we update daily, is the point. Nobody else is doing that.
You've got a live show coming up, and again, I think the point I make is if anybody's listened to this, go and check out the Emergency live at Electric Picnic. And it is just phenomenal footage watching it live. It really, really is. I mean, you're talking the Rolling Stones here. Really does play a part. But you're going live again coming up soon.
Yeah, we're next Thursday in the Dock Arts Centre in Leitrim, which is a terrific theatre. We did a
lovely county.
It's a beautiful county. We're in the Dock next Thursday. I've never been in the Dock before.
What day does that be? The
10th of March. Show will kick off, I think, is 8:30. I'm not too sure. 8:30. Again, it's on the website. It's on the Emergency website. You'll be able to follow the links. And it's the lineup for that show will be myself, Dermot Carmody, Joe Taylor, and Owen Byrne. You know, it's a full show. For those that haven't seen it, it's a full radio show in front of you. Yeah, you can see performers with scripts. You can see who does what voices. You can see how we do the effects. Mm. So it's it's an art form, really. I mean, we should be given grants. Somebody should be putting like little barbed wire fences around us and tossing tidbits into our mouths.
Is it a big venue? You ever played there before?
We have played there before. We did a great show there last, I think it was last October. It was just a wonderful, wonderful setting for it, and really, really good night. I think it's mid-sized now. It's about 150, 200 seater. So
that's quite intimate in a sense, as regards seeing the how it actually all goes together.
Yeah, the downside is because it's intimate, you do have to get quite close to us. But you know, Joe's not viral at all anymore.
Do you know how much it is a ticket?
No, they don't tell me that.
€10?
I don't know. I genuinely don't know. Yeah. That's all up on the website.
Excellent. Okay. Plans in the pipeline for the emergency down the road, or any other further gigs on the horizon?
Well, my first plan is I'm going to start reading the memos from Dermot about, you know, what to say when people ask how much are the tickets. We are planning to basically keep on trying to extend the lifespan of this. Hopefully, 4FM will continue to be happy with us and you know won't find themselves in court or anything. Likewise, 11890 and thirsty, need a Coke, call 11890. And as much live stuff as we can get in between now and the next election, which I think will probably be November.
Very soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not like you don't have enough material to take it from.
Oh, Jesus, no. Like the great thing is we have, at any given point, we have 166 very well-paid scriptwriters in the Dáil giving us first drafts.
I heard Mark Rock from Audio Boo. He sent me a note saying, congratulations on the state of your economy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this was before the election.
Jesus, well, don't read any more messages from him because God knows how positive the next one will be. It's we really are boned. Well, you know, I mean, to lower the party mood.
Yeah, except for the gardeners, that is.
Yeah, gardeners and the satirists. I mean, we're on the pig's back. Look at us.
Morgan, if people want to get in touch with the emergency online, they can do so in the following ways.
Visit the website www.theemergency.ie in dog, that is, .ie. Thank you. If you need to email us, it's dev@theemergency.ie.
And on Twitter, you're at?
At The Emergency. There's the emergencers who are tweeting regularly are myself, MCJ66. Then you've at Dermot Carmody and at N McGivney.
On a side note, the last time I saw you live, it was yourself and Dermot playing the Bankers, wasn't it?
Yeah, the Bankers. That's Carmody and Jones. When we don't have any work with the others, we go out and do all the material behind their backs. No, we've been Dermot and I have been a musical comedy double act for years. So that was a nice gig actually as well, the Bankers.
It was a really good gig. But what struck me, I went there with Anthony McGuinness, and there was a point where I met you outside, and you kind of went, you know, would you mind, you know, fecking off, to use the French phrase.
Yes.
And you were dressed, as I said to Anthony walking up the stairs, I said, they're like the Blues Brothers, I said, in the old black suits, you know, we need to do some karma and get ready for the show.
We were writing a set list. We always talk about rehearsing and stuff, but it's always only about 10 minutes beforehand at this stage. It's just, who has the time?
But I found it quite funny because Andrew Stanley, I think, was on that night. But you just came in and stole the flipping show, really.
Yeah, we're bastards like that. Yeah.
Morgan Jones, an absolute pleasure and an honour, sir.
Thank you very much, Peter. Always a pleasure.
People of Ireland, this is The Emergency, brought to you in association with 11890 Directory Inquiries on Timeless Hits 4FM.